Jeff, as you did the research on this and you determined that our wives really want us to listen, that listening is the solution, was that a big aha for you?
I didn't think it was going to be, because I had a definition of what I thought listening was.
Which was?
I thought she talked and I sat there and didn't interrupt. And when she got done, however long that was, I would then offer my solution and try to fix whatever was wrong.
Let me ask the Detroit Tiger fan here, and we've already acknowledged that the Detroit Tiger fan, and by the way, the Tigers did beat the Cardinals in the 68 World Series, which I think was the last time they've been to the World Series, wasn't it?
They won in 84.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot about that. and what does baseball have to do with this whole issue of listening?
When life gets confusing, I turn to baseball. So what we came up with was a simple way for a guy to run through whether or not he's actually following listening principles. So we used baseball as the analogy.
Okay.
And we had it where you would round the bases first, second, third, and finally and hopefully make it safely home.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. The thing, honestly, we said, and hopefully this is helpful for a guy, is to say, you know, first, if you think of first base, rounding first base is giving her your full physical attention, not like what Dennis was doing when he's staring up at the ceiling
right.
and off at the walls and you're wondering, are you listening?
I tell guys, muting the TV is not sufficient. You have to actually turn it all the way off, right?
Or at least if you mute it, to turn away from it and actually look at your wife so she knows you're at least giving her your full physical attention. And then the second thing is to actually give her the mental attention. Don't just be the rock, you know, that the sound waves are hitting.
And I mean, don't allow the distractions. I know what you're talking
about. To get in the
way.
You know, it's really attending to what she's saying.
And this can be hard. Can we just say?
We can absolutely acknowledge for a guy, this can be so hard. But here's the thing, honestly, is I actually think for a guy, he thinks that listening and giving her my full mental attention is going to be exhausting because he has a limit on his ability to listen, really.
That's right.
For most guys, they do. And to be able to actually talk to his wife at some other point and say, you know what, just so you know, it's almost like my inability to run more than a certain number of miles in a row without totally wearing myself out. Like, my brain just starts to shut down after a certain number of minutes of talking about emotional things. As long as a woman knows that, we're fine.
I know that the challenge for me here is that if it is going on too long, and I'm thinking, would you just land the plane on this thing, you know? Would you just bring it in for a landing? If I can stop and say, back up and say that part again, because I want to make sure I'm getting the details.
That proves that you are giving me your mental attention. Absolutely. And that actually leads into the third base, which is the whole idea of instead of filtering out the emotions, focus on the problem, do it the other way around. Focus on the feelings. And then finally, when you get home, the way to get home to home base is actually just to acknowledge. So you say, I'm so sorry that you were disappointed. I'm so sorry that, you know, there's this feeling or whatever it is that's come up. And that's a relatively simple process. You run all the bases, you're safely home, and your wife feels absolutely listened.